cities were struck overnight, including the capital, Kiev. Former commander of the Joint Forces Command, General Sir Richard Barons, explains what Russia's intentions might be.
First is the sinking of the Russian landing ship in Crimea and a response to Ukraine shooting down Russian military aircraft around the front line. So this is a message to Ukraine that Russia can hit anywhere in the country, but also a message to keep their air defence around the cities and not on the front lines.
A teenage boy's been charged with arson following a fire at the London Oratory School in West London. 10 fire engines were called to the blaze in Fulham on Wednesday. The family of a man who was hit by a car while helping a stranger in Sheffield says his death shows the sort of person he was. Father of two, Chris Marriott, died after being struck by the vehicle, which hit into a crowd of people in Bungreave on Wednesday. Two men are still being questioned by police. Our correspondent Ashna Haranag has more.
People in that community, the DCI investigating this case, he says that a lot of them haven't come forward, haven't given witness statements yet, and he's urging them to do the right thing. The woman that Mr. Marriott was trying to help, she is currently in hospital in a life-threatening condition.
Latest NHS figures show that over 940 people in England were in hospital with flu every day last week. That's around six times more than a month ago. The number of anti-Semitic hate crimes recorded by some of the UK's largest police forces significantly rose following the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Figures show incidents related to Islamophobia also went up. And David Moyes is expected to celebrate the new year by signing a contract extension as West Ham manager. He guided them to the Europa Conference League title last season. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Thanks, Faye. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, we're expecting sunny intervals for the rest of the afternoon. In fact, we had one just a moment ago, and it's a high of 11 degrees this afternoon, a low of 4 tonight. Tomorrow, well, there'll be light rain and sunny intervals in the morning, overcast for the rest of the day, a high of 11 and a low of 8. Sunday, overnight rain will continue in the morning, then sunny intervals, a dry evening. So that's good if there's got an event or something happening in the evening like they have down in Ingatestone. And then New Year's Day, I'm sorry to say, heavy rain all day long.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98FM.
So good afternoon, welcome along to the show. My name's Patrick and I shall be here through until 3. And that's 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainment. And it's great to have you there with us. Of course, if you are a regular, you know that I often have studio guests along. We haven't got any guests today, but what we've got is a show that predominantly has the music that was chosen by the guests when they've come along. And that's always a fascinating thing, isn't it? Because I think it reveals something about the person, about the music that they like. We'll also have our regular features. So there'll be the birthdays competition at 1:45. Three folks who've had birthdays in recent times. I shall give you some clues, play a track, and, well, you can email in radio@phoenixfm.com if you'd like to join in, or just join in wherever you are. But it's nice to know how other people have done and see how you've done. And then the vintage chart, 2:30, takes us way back to 1965. And so we have three tracks from that particular chart, including the seventh best-selling single in the 60s. And they used to sell a lot of singles in the 60s. So that's the show for today. Do keep it Phoenix, won't you?
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
I thought I'd start us off today with the two tracks of mine that are featured in the Brentwood Gazette this week. Well, there's a big double page feature with our presenter picks, firstly for an album and then for a single track. So it's well worth having a look at that, and a wide breadth of music, as you would expect, chosen by our presenters up here. My album of the year was the album simply called Lauren Daigle, by Lauren Daigle. It's already up for a Grammy Award. From it, this is the track Valuable.
Watch you from afar and think what a work of art, like the depths of the Grand Canyon or a canopy of stars. And if I had to place a bet, I bet there's a little voice inside your head lying. Best all your precious things, display them on a shelf. Walk right past the mirror and don't recognize yourself. You're the hands to the needy and the coat for the cold. What I see when I see you is a heart made of gold. If you feel like you are not valuable, let me tell you, more. If your heart is running in circles, telling your head things that are not true, what would God say to you? Story you've been told that put a stain on your soul. Was it handed down your family line, a memory you try to hide? Is there something in the distance that won't allow you to reconcile? Oh, just remember, if you feel like you are not valuable, let me tell you, there's more. If your heart is running in circles, telling your head things that are not true, what would God say to you? not valuable. Let me tell you more. If your heart is running in circles, telling your head things that are not true, what would God say to you?
Lauren Diego, and You're Valuable from the album simply called Lauren Diego, my presenter pick album, and the single, well, that's Joby Fox and Falling. And we had the delight of Joby coming in and singing live here in the station on Drive, and you can find that session together with the interview that went with it on Joe's pages here at the station. Jamie Foxx and Falling. And you can find out more about Joby on his own website. And for the day's show blog, I've put a direct link on, so you'll be able to find out more very, very simply.
Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. This little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Tune in to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
That's Antonia, along for breakfast tomorrow morning. Our first guest that we had in the studio last year, right back at the beginning of January, was Nicholas Henshaw, who was at the time the Dean of Chelmsford Cathedral. And he told us all about kind of the things that were going on at the cathedral. It was always amazing. A diversity of things happen in that beautiful place. It's got wonderful Christmas lights, coloured lights on the outside at the building at the moment. If you're around Chelmsford in the evening, you can't really miss it. And inside, it's still all decorated for Christmas with a gold and white theme. Looks absolutely fantastic. And the crib figures are amazing. So well worth going and checking all of that out. But he told us that he'd always been a fan of Fleetwood Mac and had bought Rumours, the album, back in 1977. And even though he hadn't got a vinyl player anymore, he still got the album because he just can't seem to give it away. So from that, he particularly said the track that he liked is Gold Dust Woman.
Thank you.
Fleetwood Mac and Goldust Woman. And you may have seen actually that the sale of vinyl has been the highest this last year for 10 years. And it's driven in many ways by people buying classic albums. And Rumours continues to sell quite astonishingly well. I always look at the charts like this and I think, well, who doesn't own those already? Who wants them? ABBA Gold is another one, just astonishing that they continue to sell. Anyway, that Nicholas chose that rather great track from Rumours. It's 1:25, which means it's time for this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So we'll look at the local traffic for you. I can tell you that it's pretty busy around Shenfield, around the station at this time. Wilson's Corner, all of the directions, it's busy. There's no problems when you get down to the Brook Street roundabout, so that's good news. The M25 is busy approaching the bridge, and it's very heavy traffic on the Kent side heading towards the tunnel. There are big problems are to be found around the junction with the M11. If you're approaching that from the Brentwood side here, there's quite a long tailback at this time, and the real problems are on the M11 itself coming down towards the junction. Traffic all the way back to the A414 junction with Harlow, and that's really very heavy traffic indeed. At centre of Chelmsford, that's quite busy, but by its own standards, it isn't too bad. And the A12 itself, well, there's no problems really on that until you get up to the Hoe Green Junction area with the traffic coming out from Chelmsford, and then that's quite busy at this time. We'll give you another update in an hour's time, and if anything major comes in, I will of course let you know all about it. So we also had in Helen Wilkinson, and she comes from the Chelmsford-based community project working with Rough Sleepers, Call to Be Kind, and they help coordinate lots of work that happens in Chelmsford, where sadly there continue to be quite a large number of Rough Sleepers. She particularly chose for us one of her tracks, Joni Mitchell's A Case of You, which comes from the album Blue. And she said she's just simply always loved this track.
And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Souls, surely you touched my anchor. she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood, you're my holy wine, you're so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you.
Joni Mitchell and A Case of You. And all these organisations that I'm mentioning here today, I'm putting direct links on the show blog for this particular show. So you'll be able to check that out. That'll be up this evening with a recording probably added sometime tomorrow with any luck. And then you'll just be able to click on directly to all of these organisations, as I say. And, of course, also all of the full show recordings from last year and indeed from previous years as well, they're all there. On the station website, you simply have to go to presenters, you have to find me, click on that picture of me, the little link there, and then they all come up marvellously. So there's, that's the thing. So I think you'll already agree that my guests have been choosing some great music, and the same is true of Helen Saddleton. She came in to chat about a national shortage of bell ringers, and I'm pretty sure that that is still the case. So if you fancy bell ringing and you are anywhere near a church where you know they've got bells, then you should just pop along and make some contact and see if you can have a go. And who knows, you might become like Helen, who absolutely loves doing it. And not only does she play the bells at St. Edmund's St. Mary Parish Church in Ingatestone, but that's in other places as well, Chelmsford Cathedral being another one of them. And yeah, she just absolutely loves doing it, as does her husband, and indeed does their son as well. The track she chose for us, The Bluebells, Young at Heart. She particularly wanted this track because it reminded her of the 80s and the 90s when she used to listen to Terry Wogan's breakfast show. And she said he was always playing this track.
Young at heart.
At heart, yet what a smile, oh, before their time.
Bluebells and Young at Heart. Thanks for choosing that, Helen. I'm sure if you're listening right now, you've been enjoying that track as well today. Rob Sags from Chess has been a regular visitor into the show over the years, indeed. And so is Lynn from the organisation. Chess do remarkable work with homeless people, and they always say they really shouldn't be having to do it, but the need is there. The organisation has grown enormously in the last 10 years. And Rob came in to just chat about all of the needs. And I'm sure Rob will be along, and or Lynn, or both of them, during 2024. Rob particularly chose for us the track Paradise by Coldplay for no other reason, he said, that each time he hears it, it makes him smile. Sounds like a good reason to me.
Just a
Coldplay and Paradise has chosen by Rob Sags from Chess. And of course, if you see anybody who is a rough sleeper and you don't think there's been any contact with any organisation that can help them, the people to do that for you are called Street Support. You just have to go onto the net and look for streetsupport.net/Chelmsford, and they will send someone out to have a look at anybody who's in the Chelmsford area in particular. But there are national organisations that are out there that will go and see how they can help anybody who you might see as a rough sleeper. The Daily Bread Cafe, coming out of the church in Hutton, has done remarkable work, given out this year hundreds of hampers to families that are in need of assistance and help in that particular kind of way. Lisa Weimark has been the person who has brought all this into fruition from her original idea. She came and talked to me right at the beginning of this project years ago, where she said that it was just a group of mums who were sitting around the kitchen table trying to decide that they should do something to try and help with the situation for people that they were aware of who were finding things tough. And it's just grown and is a remarkably brilliant organisation. When she came in, she wanted us to listen to the track 10,000 Reasons by Matt Redmond, and she said she particularly loves this track because she loves singing it in church. And you can find a remarkable video of this on YouTube where they're singing it live in New York, just outside. It's just a remarkable, remarkable video, and it's a lovely song. And don't forget, we'll be having the birthdays competition fairly soon.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawn. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. You're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul,
Chad Redmond's and 10,000 Reasons. Thanks for the emails coming in telling us how much you're enjoying the music today and what great music choices from my guests over the last year. We're going to have a similar show next Friday as well.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
I'm John Sharma, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Schering on Phoenix 98 FM.
So we've reached that point in the show where we have three artists who've had birthdays in relatively recent times. I simply give you a clue, I'll play you a track, and you can email me in radio at phoenixfm.com if you want to take part with the competition against others who will be doing just that. So to begin with today, Darren Wharton is a British keyboardist, singer and songwriter. He's fronted his own band Dare since 1985, but first came to attention as a member of Thin Lizzy. He joined the band in 1980 and played on four albums until the band broke up in 1983. So we're going to go to a Thin Lizzy track for 1976, which was also featured on one of their later albums, a live album that Darren played on. This is The Boys Are Back in Town. It was a number one in Ireland, a number eight in the UK, a number 12 in the USA. And in Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, it's there at number 272. So how old do you reckon the keyboard player Darren Wharton from Thin Lizzy is? Radio at phoenixfm.com.
Fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys.
Thin Lizzy and the Boys Are Back in Town. And that's the first of our artists today, Darren Wharton, who was keyboard player with Thin Lizzy between 80 and 83. So how old do you reckon he is? Thanks for those who've been in contact. That's Chris and Bob in Harlow and Chris in Guildford. If you'd like to join them, then it's just radio at phoenixfm.com to take part. Second person today, Harry Mark Judd, an English musician, dancer and author. He's the drummer for the band McFly, and he won the 2011 series of Strictly Come Dancing. He's a local lad, born in Chelmsford. He appeared in Busted's music video for their 2003 Crash the Wedding, after which he went for a long to auditions for McFly and got a part in the band. You may have seen this year in July it was announced that he would compete in the celebrity race across the world with his mother Emma. The duo came second in the race overall. So how old do we reckon Harry Judd is? Radio at phoenixfm.com. We're going to go back to 2005 when McFly could do no wrong. This track was a number one. It was their fourth UK number one. It made number six in Ireland. The album it came from was Wonderland. That was a UK number one as well. I'm talking about the track I'll Be Okay.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.